Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Hell Yes podcast. I feel like every time I start a podcast episode, I'll like apologize for not posting on Tuesday. So we're just going to do once a week. I'm not going to put it out on a specific day because I have been just in my busy girl era. And by busy girl era, I mean that I've been living my freaking life. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you guys. This is the most I've ever lived, probably in my 27 years of literally existing on this planet. And I think it's just for the simple fact that I've been allowing myself to have looser plans and to just kind of go with the flow. I've been moving like water. A guy that I dated used to always say that. He would always say, "I like to move like water." And I would always say to him, like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But here I am doing the same thing. So shout out to him. I really am so excited about today's episode. I really want us to talk like girls today, like have a ladies conversation. You know, this is more of like a dark, feminine, sexy episode where I am unleashing a version of myself to really give you guys sound advice. I know that a lot of the times I can be really proper and respectable, which that is also a part of me. But I feel like I am very much called to give you guys some sound advice about how to channel your inner bad bitch. Too many girls these days have been struggling to find that. They're in their sad bitch era, their crying girl era, their I'm not glowing up era. And I'm like, no. We need to get back to the part of our lives where we are obsessed with ourselves. And if you never have been obsessed with yourself, well, you're gonna be today. We're gonna start right now. Stepping into your selfish era, your grown woman era, your princess era is actually quite private. I know that sounds crazy to say, but I think a lot of people fear stepping into certain roles that they want to be in out of fear that people are going to judge them. But I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Who I am today, although I do share quite a bit about myself and I share enough about my life to where you don't feel like I'm being mysterious in a bad way, I still keep a lot of things to myself because there's no reason to discuss it. You know, there is my business, there's your business, and then there's God's business. And I am a big believer in when you hit a certain age, and honestly, you can do this at any age, but when your frontal lobe gets, you know, fully developed and you start feeling like you don't owe people your peace and privacy, you become a little less obsessed with sharing every aspect of your life. And some things are better left between you and yourself to just glow up. But I'm going to share little tidbits of what I've done in the past couple years to channel my inner bad bitch. And I've even really stepped into her recently because I'm going to be honest with you guys. Sometimes I lose that spark. Sometimes I really forget who the fuck I am. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just because I become really consumed with other things. Like sometimes I will like watch certain pieces of content that maybe will make me feel stifled. And it's not even like it's intentional. Like I'll see somebody talk about something from like a lack mindset, like, I'm so sad, I'm never going to meet my husband. And like, you'll see that constantly on your TikTok page of people constantly like complaining and talking about decentering men and certain friendships failing. And I don't know, people are allowed and entitled to discuss what they have going on. But when you consume it, a lot of the times it can stifle your own confidence journey because you're seeing what other people are going through and you're like, holy shit, like, am I next? So I want to spend today's episode helping you boost yourself up so that you can start just living the most selfish, sexy, grown woman era that you can and really just find the inner baddie. And once you find her, you're gonna see your life transform. Like, every single time I tap into that version of myself, which especially right now, I'm ovulating, I find myself to be a crazy psychopath in the best way when I'm ovulating. Like, I'm so sexy. My pheromones are just out. I'm literally being sought after by the hottest, sexiest men. I feel sexy in my skin. I'm so creative. I'm artistic. I am just ready to work. Like, ovulation and I, we go together real bad. And that's probably why this episode is even being created right now. I want to give you guys a few updates on my life before we get into the tips, because you guys know this is like a phone call. You and I, we're on FaceTime right now. We're chatting. So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've had so many wonderful dates this summer. I'm kind of giddy about it. Like, one date just outdoes the other. And I kind of gave you guys a little tiny little sliver of information about someone who was like courting me beautifully. We are not seeing each other anymore. But when I tell you, the dates were just phenomenal. Like, I have been so excited to go out on dates. I think back in the day, like even just a year ago, I would like go out begrudgingly because I knew I had to go and get myself out there and acclimate myself to the dating world. But I just was not feeling it. And I took a huge break. You guys know I took a huge break from sex, from dating, from all of that, and just kind of focused on myself. And then summer hit. My body's been on point. I've been really taking good care of my mental health. And I said, get back out there, Haley. Like, you need to be seen. So I have been going out on the most amazing dates. I have a date lined up this weekend, and his planning has been top tier. Like, I'm so excited. So I'm probably going to do a get ready with me, or like a hygiene routine, on my YouTube channel, getting ready for the date. This man literally sent flowers to my house. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm new to this, because I'm not. I'm not new to good treatment, but like, I am not one of those girls that expects crazy luxurious experiences. Like, maybe that's me playing small, but I'm just a realist. Like, good men don't need to do a whole lot to impress me. If you're a good man, you're a good man. But then there's just the good men who do the most. And I literally like was in the middle of doing something, got a little knock on the door, and boom, flowers. I was like, damn. Didn't even meet this man yet, okay? And he's flying in. He doesn't live here. He's flying in, so he flew out to see me. And we're going to have dinner in New York, so I'm really excited. So I will get ready and probably film that for you guys. And I'm just really excited. So I think like a great way to introduce luxury dating experiences into your life is just giving yourself that romantic luxury treatment and really just align yourself with people who do stuff like that. And it will just come to you, because I did not expect this, but we've been chatting for a minute. Boom, he's in town. Boom, we're gonna see each other. Boom, I got flowers. Boom, beautiful date. Love it. What really like inspired today's topic was I went out with another influencer a few weeks back, an influencer that I would consider myself to be pretty good friends with, and she is just really popping like in this space. And I was having a chat with her just about dating, life, money, all of that, goals, which I love talking about these things because it's what I talk about on my channel. It's what I talk about in my real life. It's what like literally rules my world. So we were chatting about that, and like she looked at me and she was like, yeah, Haley, and like, you're a bad fucking bitch. Like, the type of man that has to fuck with you has to be top tier. He has to do this, he has to do that. And I don't know why, but like when she was saying that, it like took me back. And I'm like, girl, thanks. And I don't know why like her saying that like got me like emotional, but I think it's just because sometimes I really dead ass forget that I deserve good things. And she has a wonderful boyfriend who like does the most for her, and she has a really good life and has a really good situation. And it was just such a beautiful thing to hear her pretty much like talk me up. Like, I like hearing how people view me through their eyes. Granted, of course, it's always nice when people validate you or stroke your ego, but there was just something really beautiful, and I trust her judgment on what she said about the type of guy that needs to step into my vortex. So when I am met with low vibrational experiences, or I'll meet people who want to diminish me or like dim my light or de-pedestalize me, I have to remind myself of that conversation. So I kind of want to discuss now finding that inner baddie that you've been avoiding tapping into, and how you can really just embody that, and the things that I've done over the years and also recently. First things first, you want to pedestalize yourself, ladies. You have to be your biggest fan, your biggest cheerleader. And I know it's really difficult, especially if you're dealing with insecurity and just confidence issues, but a great way to start is by prioritizing your glow up. If you want to pedestalize yourself, you need to glow up in all ways. Glow up financially, glow up physically, glow up mentally. And it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of practice and a lot of learning and unlearning. But the more that you do, the more that pedestalizing yourself becomes easy. Because when you put in work into yourself and you are investing time, energy, money into making yourself a better woman, you are going to naturally just outgrow certain experiences, and pedestalizing yourself becomes easy. So when you walk into a room, you know who the fuck you are. You know what you do. You know how you take care of yourself. And I'm telling you, how you walk into places, how you show up is usually how people see you. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody is going to be super welcoming to who you are. One thing I've learned even more recently, guys, and this is crazy, is people get very agitated when you're beautiful, successful, intelligent, and just overall out of the way. Like, you can be so out of the way, out of the mix, just doing you, and you'll just get trash talked. I was literally standing outside the other day, and I was just like talking to someone, and a group of women walked by, and it was like three different women. And I hear men, there was like a group of men go, "Damn, like she could crack a fucking smile. Like, what the hell?" Like, and I was looking at the girl, and she was so hot, guys. Like, she was so fucking hot, like magnetic, sexy. She had like strong, dark brows, very beautiful skin. Her outfit was on point. And really, she was just leaving the area. She was leaving the bar. She was going about her day. And for a man to be like, "She could really just crack a smile. Like, why does she have to be such a bitch?" Like, it's so funny to me how somebody being beautiful and minding their business can really just agitate someone. Like, she wasn't even giving them a dirty look. She paid them no mind. And I'm not saying that every man is like this. Like, if I'm being honest, I have guy friends, and my guy friends love women like that. Probably the reason why we're good friends, because I'm kind of like that. I literally was told at the gym that I have such a nasty face that men don't approach me because of my face at the gym. Like, I literally had someone at the gym tell me that. And I was like, I don't care. Like, the man that's for me would be like, "Damn, she really is like hard to get. I gotta like step it up." Because listen, there's nothing wrong with being friendly, with being kind, with having like a good personality, but not everybody is like offered that experience in every aspect of your life. If I'm at the gym working out, why the fuck would I be like smiling and waving and talking to every guy in there? Like, that is so weird to me. So back to that girl, I really just think it's so funny to me that like her just being this magnetic, sexy, beautiful woman like really just pissed off insecure men. So that's what's going to happen when you pedestalize yourself. But I promise you, the men who get it, get it. The women who get it. Because it's not just men who talk shit. To be honest, I know a lot of women, when they are doing like women empowerment type of content, they try to avoid talking about nastiness that comes from women because they don't want to come off like they're not a girl's girl. But I'm the first to say women are very fucking nasty. And they get very bothered if they think that you could take their spot in some way. So just be aware that this can happen. This is something that does happen. And the more that you pedestalize yourself, glow up, and become more self-actualized and self-assured, it's going to bother a lot of people. You're going to hear things like, "You're intimidating," or, "Oh my God, you think you're like all that," or, "You're arrogant," or, "You're cocky." And it's like, babe, no, like, you're just projecting your insecurities onto me. And a lot of the times, people don't like it when they feel like it's more magnetizing than their own whatever. Because if you're confident, but let's just say that person doesn't view you as more confident than them, then it doesn't bother them. But once they literally view you as, "Oh, she maybe has it a little bit more together than me," that's when they start to get upset. So just know you're in the right place if people are starting to be agitated by your aura. Next up, you need to be pretty with motion, too busy to care. Too many of you are focused on the wrong fucking things, and you're sitting around being lazy bitches, not getting your ish together. I am so freaking busy, guys. I can barely come up for air, and I love it, okay? I love, what's that Brent Fayaz verse? Like, what did he say? Life moves fast. Life moves fast when you're doing what you want. I guess I'm doing what I want. Yeah, life moves fast when you're doing what you want. And I'm doing what I want. Life is moving fast. I'm a pretty girl with motion. I am always on the move. I'm always making money. Money moves, life moves, love moves. Yeah, you need to just be a girl who's able to just recalibrate easily. And I know it's a lot of trial and error because you want to be in your feelings. And listen, Nobody's telling you not to feel, okay? That is, in my opinion, very unhealthy advice. I want you to feel, but you need to give yourself that respectable time limit to when it's time to recalibrate and go about your life. It is not cute, it is not important, and it is not helpful to be sitting in your feelings for months on end, sulking, crying, belittling yourself, not really doing much over some bullshit when you could be out here really looking good, being fly, having good experiences, being around your girls. And this is why there's so much advice about decentering men and decentering certain experiences, because these helpful coaches are trying to teach you to stop obsessing over things that are not helping your life. A man, a person, honestly, I don't even want to say men, but they can really ruin your life if you let them. And a great way to let somebody ruin your life is for them to be living rent-free in your head, okay? Be a pretty girl with motion. You're too busy to care. I am too busy to be obsessing over what somebody isn't doing. I'm more so going to allow myself to view the experiences that are presented to me and say yes or no. And say yes or no. That's it. And like, you have to have hobbies. You have to have motion. Like, get your finances in order. Start taking good care of yourself. Be someone who is always on the go and doing things that are helping your career, your lifestyle, your home life, your friendship life, your overall just existence. That is when I started feeling like the baddest bitch ever. I love going to New York. I'm thinking about living there part-time, and being a bad bitch with motion is realizing that I need to embody what it means to be a New Yorker part-time. And I had to face my fears. I drove to the city for the first time. I normally take Ubers because, listen, I will pay top dollar for peace of mind. But since I'm starting to become more grown and allowing myself to face my fears and tapping into my highest self, I said, girl, drive your ass to the city and learn how to be a pretty bitch with motion. You need to be someone who is making things happen for yourself. And that's exactly what I did. And I did a phenomenal job. I drove my ass to New York. I parked myself. I was a big girl. And honestly, I think I was meant for this shit because I was driving around Manhattan. I was buzzing around like I've been doing this shit for years. I know. Can you believe it? I was like kind of surprised. You realize that what you were so worried about actually isn't a worry at all. The next thing I really want you guys to prioritize in your channeling your bad bitch era is learn how to let yourself be young and sexy. Now, from one rigid girl to the next, you gotta let down your guard sometimes. I know. I am very, very, very type A. I am very rigid. I can be very reserved. And those who know me well know this about me. Now, I would consider myself to have a fun, lighthearted personality. I can get a little crazy. I can get a little rah-rah. But majority of the time, I'm a little serious. Like, I don't know if I ever told you guys this story on my YouTube channel years ago, but I remember when I started my YouTube channel, I was so obsessed with being viewed a certain way when I started that I deleted my Vine. I deleted like my Twitter. I was like so crazy and hypervigilant about being perceived in a way that was inappropriate because my Vine was like me drinking, acting up, being crazy. And this was like when I was in high school and I'm like, oh my God, I can't have this come out. And now I'm like, damn, I wish I had that. Like that was so fun. And like, I get it. Like you don't want to be perceived as something that you're not anymore. But I'm realizing the older I get that I am still that way. I am. I have parts of me that like to get a little crazy. And there's nothing wrong with that because one thing about me is I'm going to always find myself back to center. And I think that a lot of the times we are conditioned to believe that we have to be one person and we have to embody one type of vibe because we don't want to be perceived as fake or that we're not living up to the version that people see us as, but I don't care anymore. I literally don't care. If you want to think of me as, oh, she's a crazy drunk and look at her acting a fool, fine, because I know I'm not that. If you see me out and about looking crazy, just know I'm going back to work on Monday and I'm living my life. There is nothing wrong with having a very dimensional life. I don't know how else to put it. We are young. We are only going to be young once. live it up and be sexy. Being a bad bitch and channeling your inner bad bitch is realizing that you can be fun, you can be sexy, you can be reserved, you can be modest, you can pray, you can go out on a Saturday night, you can work really hard, you can relax really fucking hard. You don't have to be one person. And I've talked about this a lot, but I really want to drill it into your head because I know for me that I have a guilty conscience. If I'm having too much fun, I get mad at myself. And I'm like, wait, why though? You're young, you're beautiful, you're vibrant, you're living your life, you're having a good time. And when I speak to my life coach weekly, she'll say to me, there is a thing called yes and. It doesn't have to be yes or no. It doesn't have to be this or that. It can be a yes and. So you can say, I am a really disciplined person, and sometimes I like to go out and have fun. It's a yes and. It's a yes and. You need to be able to give yourself the grace and the bandwidth to have multiple experiences in one, and you don't have to be one person. I don't care if people call you fake or people think that it's weird. It's not weird. You're a fucking human having a human experience, and bad bitches just live, and they don't care what people think. I follow so many women on Instagram who I deem are like the baddest bitches ever. Like when I think of Jordan Craig, you guys know Tristan Thompson's baby mother. This woman is so mysterious, sexy, and just hot. Like, I don't know what it is about her, but whenever I see her, I believe her Instagram page is called All Eyes on Jordy C. She is a bad bitch. Like, I don't know what it is. It's her hair. It's her face. It's the way she dresses. She's classy, but she's also sexy. Like, she has worn things that, in my opinion, are a little bit out there, and then she's also cleaned it up and put a blazer on. Why must you be one person? That is a bad bitch. A woman who just paves her own way. She's living her own life. Like, she's just doing her. And like, I've just wanted to be that so bad. And I think what prevented me from truly embodying that was fear of judgment of people being like, girl, who even are you? Girl, I'm Haley Gabrielle Gamba. And I'll wear a blazer on Monday and a freaking two-piece on Tuesday and a bathing suit on Friday. And what about it? I have no desire to prove anything anymore. I'm just me. That's it. Next up, you gotta learn to leave the bums and the trash in the garbage, okay? I know that he's probably giving you some good dick. I know he's probably bothering you on a Saturday night. You got nothing going on. But babe, I'm telling you right now, you are really embarrassing yourself. But no judgment. You're embarrassing yourself and your potential by entertaining things that don't really want to fuck with you. Now, listen, I am a big believer in doing whatever it is that you need to do and getting it out of your system so that you can truly grow and evolve and ascend. But in my grown woman era and ascension, I have a couple different boundaries that I try to follow even when I'm having fun. And it's, does this person provide me with a good experience? Am I having a good experience? And I'm not talking about sex. Aside from sex, is this person providing me with a good experience? Am I enjoying this person's company and genuinely enjoying their company? Like, if I had the option to be with somebody else right now, would I still enjoy this person's company? And then next up, is this person valuing me in some way? Now, if the answer is no to any of those things, then babe, you're dealing with a bum, you're dealing with trash. Okay. I am a big believer in having multiple different experiences that teach you things. And I have been learning to let my guard down a little bit more and experience life through the lens of not being too obsessed with outcomes. That being said, I still have my boundaries. When I deal with a person, I need to be having a good time. I need to enjoy this person's company. They have to be able to give me a good experience. And obviously, I would like to reciprocate that. I'm not a taker. I am a reciprocity queen. You give, I take. I give, you take. I'm big on that. So that is huge. And I think you can discern when those experiences are not happening. You have to be able to discern that. So if you're just getting dick from someone, but if I were to really break it down, girl, is the dick really that good? Are you like, is it mind-blowing sex? Is this man even fun to be around? Like, could you see yourself going out to dinner with this person, going out for ice cream? Could you see yourself bringing this person home to your family? Like, if the answer is no, like, Let's really level up. And I'm telling you, once you level up, you're going to have better experiences. You're going to have men that can give you, let's just say you're really, you know, fiending for the dick, which I would really advise you to not, but I'm a big sister today and I'm understanding. But let's just say you're really fiending for some good sexual experiences. Can it be with someone who has a little bit more to offer? Can it be with someone who gets you out of the house and into a beautiful dress, takes you out on dates? Like, for me, if I'm going to have a good sexual experience, there has to be that foreplay, right? And to me, foreplay is us going out, spending the evening together, like me getting in a sexy dress, you know, you rubbing my back on the date, telling me how good I look, us just having good eye contact, good conversation, eating, and then going to the next location and going to a rooftop and like really like dragging out the evening to the point where by the end of the night, you know, we're both like, yeah. That's what curates the best sexual experiences, in my opinion. If you are getting in your sweats and driving to that man's house, there's no way that you're wet when you get there. I don't believe it. I'm not believing it, babe. I'm just not. And if you are, well, then you need to elevate and level up, because if you haven't pedestalized yourself yet, then maybe you are getting wet for these very low vibrational experiences. But for me, what gets me going is somebody giving me an experience, okay? An experience. Listen, I already know my husband is going to do the most. Whoever he is, wherever he is, I already know the type of man he is, guys. Like, oh, goodness gracious, he's going to have me climbing out my drawers. I already know it. I already know it. But until then, guys, like really, really, really prioritize having good experiences. Like being a bad bitch is putting yourself first, putting your pleasure first, wanting to have good experiences, luxury experiences. Until you get that, fuck him. Fuck him. And I don't mean fuck him like have sex with him. I mean fuck him. Don't deal with that. Okay? We are baddies who only accept good experiences. Boom. Now, don't be like me sharing all these experiences. The next particular advice tip that I'm going to give is stay private. Keep it cute and keep it on mute. You're grown. You don't owe people an explanation to your life. My favorite people to admire and to look up to are people who I really don't know much about. I know just enough. I know what they like. I know, you know, how they dress. I know how they speak. I know how they articulate themselves. I know what their inspirations are and their aspirations, but I don't know who they're sleeping with. I don't know the last guy they dated. I don't really know much about what they really got going on for real, for real. That is how you should be, and that's how you should move. Not only online, but in real life. I have had men try to bait me into sharing with them if I'm dating other people, if I'm seeing this or that. Like, you don't owe people an explanation of your life. Now, granted, I am very open with the right people, and my openness is a little bit calculated, not gonna lie, because I know what to say and how to say it. That being said, you don't owe people your truth, your privacy, and the inner workings of your life. It is very important that you keep your cards close to your chest. And a huge part about being a bad bitch and channeling your inner baddie is the art of seduction. And I'm really big on being there and being present when I'm with you. And then when I'm not with you, I'm gone. I'm absent. And that's just how I roll. And I used to be a little bit too... how do I describe it? I used to be just very like always giving explanation. How about that? I was always giving explanations. I was always sharing too much. I was always really just putting myself out there to the point where there was no mystery to me. No more. I am a single, beautiful, vibrant woman. I'm going to date. I'm going to live. I'm going to go out. I'm going to experience life. And I don't owe people my truth, my privacy, or my peace. Neither do you. And you have to learn that. And I mean that across the board, not even just with the internet or with men, but with your friends too. Your friends don't need to know the inner workings of your private life and your private matters, okay? A bad bitch knows her boundaries. She knows that a huge boundary for herself is the things that she deems are important or a part of her current life. If I am in the middle of a situation and I'm figuring it out, I don't really need to discuss it anymore. I think I used to discuss it a lot because I wanted validation, but I validate myself and I assure myself and I trust myself with my decisions. And I'm really big on, you know, not wanting to speak on something until it's real and until it's really, it's set in stone. So it's not important. And you don't need to be like this honest Abe, like, oh my God, I need to just, but I feel so bad. Why do you feel bad? Like, why do you feel bad? Not like, you don't need to tell a man that you went out with another man 3 days ago. You gotta be private and put up. And you know me. If you've been following me, you know I'm bad at this. But I've been working on it and I've been loving it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, damn, look at me living. Look at me living life. Like, there's like an iceberg, right? And I am just, the iceberg underneath is my life right now. Like, oof, it's big and it's living. And it's just, it's a vibe. Okay, I really think it's important to grow your confidence. And I kind of told you guys this earlier about the more you become confident, the more weird people get. I don't really know why. I really don't. I don't know what it feels like to see a beautiful woman living her life and be mad at it. I've never felt those feelings, so it's hard for me to really get it. But I've experienced it. And I was experiencing weirdness when I wasn't even really looking the way I look now. I personally think I've always been cute, but I'm the cutest I've ever been. I am the cutest I've ever been. And I really like who I am today. I really do. And I'm way more self-assured, and I know this because I'm not selling it. I think back in the day, I would always try to sell how gorgeous I was. Like, oh my God, look at me. And I would do the most. Like, I would really, like, be super, like, communicative and chatty at bars and stuff like that, where I'm more like to myself, just living my life, just purely existing. And I can tell that the reason I do that now is because I'm more confident in my skin. Like, I don't need to come out with like this perfect personality that overshines people in the room. Like, I just show up, there I am. And I feel it. Like, I'm not stupid. I'm not obtuse to the eyes, to the looks, to the vibes. Like, I'm not. I see it. I feel it. And a lot of people can say, well, you're not even that, blah, blah, blah. You cannot invalidate my experiences, okay? This is my real life. We're not talking about internet life. We're talking about real life. When I leave my house, I have just a different experience than I was having before, and it feels really good. The difference now is I'm not seeking it, and I'm not really speaking on it, and I'm not like falling victim to every single compliment that I get. Like, I validate myself, I'm confident in my skin, and I expect good experiences. I expect them. And it's not coming from a place of like cockiness or disrespect, but it's coming from a place of, I know who I am and I know what I bring, and I know what my aura does to a room. And it can go one of two ways. You can really brighten somebody's life with your aura if they are confident in their own skin and they want to be around someone who they view as beautiful and vibrant. Or you can piss people off by just existing, by just being beautiful, by just being wonderful, because they don't feel that in themselves. So do not fall victim to insecure people in this era, because you will lose your inner bad bitch so fast. You will lose that je ne sais quoi that you have, because you're starting to dim your light to make people feel more comfortable. No, we are not trying to make people find us more digestible. If you can't handle me, bitch, choke. I don't care. I do not care anymore. And I'm still the same me. I'm still nice. I'm still going to be, you know, respectful. But if you're going to come at me with craziness, I'm going to meet you with nothingness. Got it? And the last thing that I think is really important to channeling your inner bad bitch is, don't be a yes man. Or in this case, don't be a yes woman. I think that there is a right time to say yes to certain things, and there's a time to not. You can't say yes to every experience. You can't spread yourself too thin. You can't say yes when you know that it should be a no. You gotta learn to disappoint people. You gotta learn to be okay with sitting certain things out, and you have to be okay with picking you over an experience that you know is not going to serve you. That's when you'll start feeling like you're on top of the world and like you're a bad bitch, when you're able to walk away from something that you sort of kind of want but you know isn't good, or that you sort of kind of know you don't want but you don't want to disappoint someone. No, we are not yes men. We are not saying yes to everything out of fear that we're going to hurt people. People are people, and we need to have our boundaries, our values, our morals, and there's just certain things that we're not going to do. There's somebody that I really enjoy, and you know, I've been seeing him for some time now, and he has offered me a couple different experiences that I'm not interested in doing. And I just said, no, that's it. And don't ask me again. And that's just kind of how it is. And that doesn't mean that I'm not going to keep enjoying this person or keep seeing this person. Like, I'm not like going to cut this person off. It's just a matter of, I've learned myself in a way where if something I feel like is not for me, I'm going to say no. Where I used to be like such a yes because I like him and like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. No, fuck that. I don't care. Okay, guys, I hope that you guys liked this very sassy episode. I know I was sassy today, right? I don't know. It's because I'm ovulating. It's because I'm feeling good. It's because my hair is down to my ass right now and I'm just ready to go outside. It's the weekend. Like, I'm ready to live my life. I have a crazy weekend ahead of me. I have my date. I also have a really amazing brunch with my childhood best friend and another one of my friends, and it's just going to be so nice. I'm going down to the Jersey Shore. So I just love the Jersey Shore so much. Like, it's my home. It's where I was raised, and I will always have a soft spot in my heart for it. So I'm excited to go there and enjoy my weekend. But yeah, I love you guys so, so, so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something out of it. Stop chasing things that are not for you. Stop taking experiences that are beneath the newest version of yourself. Ascend into the beautiful, boss, sexy woman that you are. And yeah, you guys are all bad bitches to me. I love you so much, and I will see you guys, or I will speak to you guys in the next episode. Bye, everyone.